The most lethal and threatening leg of the United States nuclear trinity of air, land, and sea-launched warheads are the Trident nuclear submarines. They run silent and deep beneath all seven seas. But the same deep oceans where submarines can hide also complicate communication with commanders on shore. One solution was to use low or extremely low-frequency radio waves. Decades ago, deep in the North Woods of Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula, over 80 miles of large aluminum cable was strung from thousands of wood utility poles. Anchored deep in the granite bedrock, they created a ground-based antenna known as Project ELF for extremely low-frequency transmission. But the extremely low frequency is also extremely slow. Think 15 minutes for a three-letter code, and the sub can't even reply. Project ELF was designed to send one-way messages to submerged Trident submarines, calling them to the surface to take the launch order for a nuclear first strike. The sole function of Project ELF was to simply ring the bell to start a nuclear war. Naturally, the Northwoods locals took offense to this foolhardy project to electrify the forests where they work and play just to win the war that will end the world. So even before the linesmen got to work, the Stop Project ELF campaign arose to educate the public in both states about the health risk of ELF and the existential risk of its mission. Experts testified that ELF's military necessity was highly overrated. Opponents gathered enough political support to get Wisconsin's Attorney General to sue the Navy over the environmental violations. And amid the growing waves of anti-nuclear civil disobedience in the 1980s, the Citizens for Alternatives to Trident ELF took up a parallel campaign of nonviolent direct action. Between 1983 and 1987, almost 40 people were arrested for climbing fences at the two transmitter sites in Michigan and Wisconsin. Three men in separate actions each used hand saws to cut through one or more of the poles, risking injury to slow construction and testing of the system, and each served up to 22 months in state custody. Meanwhile, in 1984, a federal judge agreed that the Navy was violating federal law because it had ignored studies showing human health hazards from ELF's electromagnetic radiation. When that ruling was vacated on appeal, the legal path to stop Project ELF reached a dead end, and ELF began full operations in 1989. Direct action advocates took a step back to regroup. In 1991, NukeWatch, a scrappy nonprofit out of Madison, picked up the baton for a growing coalition still determined to chase this ELF out of the woods. NukeWatch even moved to northern Wisconsin, and over the next 13 years, a renewed direct action campaign supported nearly 60 nonviolent actions at the Wisconsin facility, resulting in 600 more arrests. Some repeat resistors racked up four or more citations. Many refused to pay fines, and at least 40 people served days or even months in jail instead. And for a time, the court even suspended driver's licenses for unpaid fines. But the courts were not a total bust. On Earth Day 1996, Tom Hastings and Donna Howard, in a plowshares action they named the Laurentian Shield after that granite bedrock, took a two-handled saw and cut down three more poles. At trial that September, they won a jury acquittal on state sabotage charges after expert testimony showed that Project ELF and Trident can only be used in a manner that violates U.S. law against war crimes of indiscriminate death and destruction. When county officials eventually grew weary of carrying the Navy's water in court, the federal government took over prosecutions in 2001, and some ELF activists spent up to 6 months in federal prison, including NukeWatch organizer Bonnie Erfer. Then, in September 2004, the continuing resistance came to a sudden and surprising end. The Navy announced that ELF would be turned off and dismantled at the end of that month. It was outdated and no longer needed, they said, the same argument opponents had been making for 30 years. This ELF was evicted, and direct action, including over 9 years of peace witness from behind bars, finally got the goods. The last 20 people awaiting trial in federal court had their charges dismissed as moot. This has been Jack Cohen Joppa for Nuclear Hot Seat, with another tale from the archives of the nuclear resistor to inspire your activism today.